Chapter 6. Oliver goes to a robbery. A week after Oliver was returned to him, Fagin left his house on a wet and windy night. He pulled his collar up around his ears and walked to Whitechapel, where he knocked on a door. A dog growled and a man's voice demanded, "Who's there?"
"It's only me, Bill," said Fagin.
"Come in quickly, then," replied Sykes.
The dog stopped growling when it recognised Fagin and went to the corner of the room. Nancy was sitting by the fire. Fagin had not seen her since the night Oliver returned, when she had thrown his stick on the fire. He wondered whether she would still be angry, but she was friendly enough and offered him her chair by the fire.
"Well," said Sykes.
"About the house at Chertsey, Bill," said Fagin very quietly. "When is it to be done? There's a lot of silver there."
"As soon as you like," replied Sykes. "Toby and I climbed over the garden wall 2 nights ago to check the doors and windows. They're locked up at night like a jail, but there is one place we could get in."
"Yes," said Fagin, moving closer. "What help do you need?"
"You must find us a boy," said Sykes. "A small one."
Fagin looked at Nancy, who was staring into the fire.
"Oliver's the boy for you, my dear," whispered Fagin. "He'll do everything you want. He can't help himself. That is, if you frighten him enough. But when is it to be done, Bill?"
"The night after tomorrow. I need the boy here tomorrow night," said Sykes.
When Oliver woke the next morning, he was surprised to find a new pair of shoes by his bed. At first, he was pleased. For most of the week, Fagin had locked him in his room and left him completely alone with his sad thoughts. Perhaps the shoes meant he was to be allowed out of the house at last. But at breakfast, he was frightened when Fagin told him he was to go to Bill Sykes's house that night.
"I suppose you want to know why, my dear," said Fagin.
"Yes," Oliver answered.
"Ha," said Fagin. "Wait until Bill tells you."
Oliver was asleep in bed that same night when something woke him.
"Who's there?"
he cried, looking towards the door.
"It's only me," replied Nancy. "Are you ready? You must come with me."
"What for?"
asked Oliver.
"Shh," replied Nancy. "You must come quietly. I've promised Bill and Fagin that you'll be silent. If you're not, you'll hurt yourself and me. Look!"
She pointed to some ugly marks on her neck.
"I'd help you if I could, but I can't. They don't want to hurt you. Now, give me your hand."
Oliver held out his hand, and Nancy took it, leading him from the room and up the stairs. They walked quickly through the dark streets and soon arrived at Sykes's house.
"Did he come quietly?"
asked Sykes when they came in.
"Like a lamb," said Nancy.
"That's good," said Sykes. "Come here, Oliver. Do you know what this is?"
Sykes picked up a gun from the table. Oliver nodded. Then Sykes grabbed Oliver's wrist and held the gun against the side of Oliver's head.
If you say a word when you're out with me, except when I speak to you, I'll shoot you. Now, let's get some sleep. Nancy, wake me at 5 o'clock.
Oliver lay awake for a long time, watching Nancy stare into the fire without moving. Finally, he fell asleep. When he woke up, Sykes was putting his gun and some tools into his coat pockets, and Nancy was making breakfast. It was not quite light, and it was raining hard. When they were ready, Sykes took Oliver's hand and silently pointed to the gun in his pocket. It was still raining as they started out on their long journey, and by the time they arrived, it was night again. Sykes took Oliver into a dark and empty-looking house where they found a man by the fire with his feet up. Mr. Toby Crackit was dressed in a smart coat, had an orange handkerchief around his neck, and wore rings on his fingers.
"Bill," said Toby Crackit, "I'm glad to see you. I was afraid you weren't coming. Who's this?" he said, looking at Oliver.
"Fagin's boy," replied Sykes.
Toby Crackit pulled on a large coat, filled his pockets with tools, and picked up a gun. Then both he and Sykes hid their faces behind dark scarves. When they were ready, the two men each took one of Oliver's hands, and the three of them went out into the dark and foggy night. They hurried down the main street of the little town of Chertsey, but there was no one about to see them. The church bell struck 2 a.m. A quarter of a mile outside the town, they reached a large house standing on its own behind a wall. In a second, Crackit had climbed to the top of the wall.
"The boy next," said Crackit from the top of the wall. "Lift him up and I'll catch hold of him."
Before Oliver had time to look round, Sykes had picked him up, and a few seconds later he and Crackit were on the grass on the other side of the wall. Sykes followed them, and they moved carefully towards the house. Then, for the first time, Oliver realised with a shock what they were going to do. They were going to break into the house and rob it, and maybe even murder someone. Terrified, he let out a cry and fell to his knees.
"Get up," whispered Sykes, shaking with rage and taking his gun from his pocket. "Get up, or I'll shoot you."
"Oh, please let me go," cried Oliver. "Let me run away."
Sykes pointed his gun at Oliver, but Crackit knocked it from Sykes's hand. He covered Oliver's mouth with his own hand and dragged him towards the house.
"Shh," said Crackit. "Keep quiet or I'll knock you on the head. That will make less noise than a gun, but will work just as well."
They were now outside a small window, about 5 feet off the ground, at the back of the house. Sykes used one of his tools to open it and whispered to Oliver,
"I'm going to put you through the window. Inside, you must go quietly up the steps, along the hall, and open the front door to let us in."
Crackit got onto his hands and knees, and Sykes stepped up onto his back. From there, he put Oliver through the window and down onto the floor inside.
"What's that noise?"
whispered Toby. The two men listened carefully.
"Nothing," said Sykes. "Now," he said to Oliver.
Oliver had decided he was going to run up the stairs and wake the family of the house. So he began to move forward.
"Come back!"
cried Sykes suddenly. A light appeared at the top of the stairs, and Oliver saw two men. There was a sudden bright light and a loud noise, and Oliver fell backwards. Sykes grabbed him by the collar and pulled him up through the window, firing his own gun at the two men at the same time.
"They've shot him! He's covered in blood!" Sykes said.
There were loud shots and the noise of a bell ringing. Oliver felt himself being carried quickly over rough ground as Sykes ran away from the house behind Crackit. Then Oliver saw and heard no more.